Welcome back. I feel it's been a minute. It's really been a minute since I was in this place. Let me knock. Who's there? How is everyone doing? I think it's been 2 years plus since I did the last. It's been a while. A lot has happened. But I hope you all are winning, you're doing well, you're taking care of yourselves. I hope you kings and queens are doing amazing, just taking care of yourself, wholesome. And I'm just going to say belated happy International Women's Day to all my queens out there, doing the best that they can, doing amazing things that no one thought they would do, overcoming so much. We celebrate you each and every day. Remember that. So today I'm just here to have like a random conversation. I don't know where this is going to go to. Kind of feel like in this new season, I'm just going to be, I'll say, vulnerable and tap into that vulnerability, because a lot has happened like since the last time. And I'll just say, I think it's because being at the age where I am, the big girl, what they say, black doesn't crack. Ooh, in my mid-20s, but I look 18. And thank God for that, and also thank my mama for good genes. But I'll say, like, being in this mid-20 or something, guy. Sivitu zinakimbia akia wi Jehovah. Things are running, you just blink like this. It's mid-year. We just started the year like 2 months ago, and we're already like in mid-March. And a lot has happened because we're in that state where we're getting into our careers, or maybe finishing school, or maybe, and we find out like most of our friends are like moms or dads having babies. People are getting married. I thought we were still babies. Why are we still babies and people are doing adult stuff? Ebu mtushukishe this adult thing. I'm going to pay a manual. I'm going to ambi itakuwa hivi. So that's what I'm saying. Like, these are just random thoughts. And it's been an amazing experience. But still, I'm just like, every day in this space, sometimes it feels like I know what I'm doing, and sometimes it feels like for sure I have no idea, and I have no idea what I'm doing, and I feel like I'm going in circles, because you feel like your friends are moving so fast and you're here and you're there, feeling like you're stuck, feeling like you're just trying to discover a lot. And you're also trying to get your finances right. This is when you're being told you need to save. It's also maybe the time that you're moving into independence. Maybe moving out of your parents' house, living alone. Like, just channeling your everything. You're also trying to go to therapy and make yourself a better person, which I advocate. Let us all go to therapy. Yes. But the therapy, see, was very cheesy, as it's the thing that most people think. There's a lot. And I think sometimes, today I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. They're telling me how this cycle of wake up, work. We are all rushing to achieve our goals, but do we just sit back and take a moment just to take a deep breath, and just like everyone who's going to listen to this podcast, just do this. Just count 1, 2, 3. Just take a deep breath, because I believe we all need that. We all need to get to a point to just take a pause, to relieve, and just count your blessings, and just enjoy where you are. Enjoy the growth that you've done. Enjoy where you are. If it's your career, if it's in your marriage that you've just gotten married, if it's in your relationship, just a breather. And just blocking everything else from where we are, and just enjoying, like, ukweli ile tu kujiambia, I've done enough, and just pat yourself on the back. How many times do we do that? I don't think we do. Kila mtu anakimbia. Everyone is running. I don't know where we are running to. But I think it's because we've put timelines for ourselves. Ama. Nimi nafikiria hivyo. We've put timelines for ourselves. And we are just rushing. Rushing to achieve those things. And if we fail to achieve them, we feel like we have failed. I'm going to get a bit churchy here. But you may have your plans, but if God doesn't align them, and if they're not in the plan on which God decided that you will do. Remember, the Bible tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Another verse in Psalms 139 also says, "For I knew you before you were knitted together, and I put you together in your mother's womb. For I knew you." Everything. If God knew you before you were knitted in your mother's womb, doesn't that mean He knew everything that concerns you? Which means your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, your relationships, and everyone you're going to meet. He knew. And I think most of the times we miss the mark by trying to fix our will into God's plan. But He hits us with that. I am in control. You're not in control. I am. And that's amazing. That's amazing knowing that you don't need to figure everything out. I'm just saying because I know personal experience, I've been mounting a lot of pressure on myself to achieve and to get somewhere. Because I don't want to miss out on what I have planned for myself, or I don't want to feel like I'm left behind, which sometimes makes me move in a pace that's not mine. Even when a baby is born, the baby doesn't start walking, the baby crawls. After crawling, they stand, they start taking their first steps, they stagger, they fall, they wake up. I feel that's the same way. And it feels the same way so much. And for me, I hope we all get to a point we are comfortable, we're just happy, and we are not rushing to meet deadlines. And just enjoying. By the way, literally this mid-20s is a ghetto. A lot is just, it is. And I think we don't get to understand or just get to a point and relax. I don't know why I just felt like recording this today. I think it's an introduction to this new space where we are in this podcast. I hope I'll be more consistent. Today it was just an introduction. Manze Usimis, she's back with a bang. Better tell them I am back. And I missed you guys. I hope you're doing well. There's a part. I wish you all the best. And I want all of you just to wake up, go to the mirror and tell yourself, just look at yourself and say, look at me, I'm a queen, I'm blessed. There's no one else who can be like you. You got this. It may feel like you don't know what you're doing, but you got this. Not leaving my kings there. You also got this. Just look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, ooh, look at this handsome crew. When God was making me, He did not miss it. Ali niumba asubuhi. 6. And just pat yourself on the back every day, guys. Just pat yourself on the back because you all are doing great. And I wish you nothing but the best. May you get everything that you want. May you prosper. Like, yani, watch out, 2023. Najua kila mwaka si usema 2023 is my year. But this year, make it your year. Make it a you year. Make it an year just to say congratulations. And congratulations doesn't have to be like that you've done something big. Those small steps, recognize those. Just do that. I just random thoughts today. I didn't have like a specific route that we were going, but I hope we'll continue having these conversations with you guys. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Till next time. Bye-bye.